from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster. I'm here to lend a hand. You don't need to lend me an ear or bend me an ear. I'm the podcast you barely need to hear. And I could be standing far, I could be standing near. And I, you know, aimlessly rhyme with cheer. Oh, my dears, I'm here to put you to sleep. But what am I talking about? I don't know. I don't know, but it feels like I'm about to get into the reins of Castamere. I know I'm not being clear, but that's why it's time for Sleep With Me podcast to put you to sleep. And here's a couple of ways we keep the show going. If you can't check them out right now, if you're just getting settled, you could check them out now. Or when your hand hits the fridge tomorrow, sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. Thanks. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and this is where I talk about Sleep With Me Plus and supporting the show. I'm going to try to do this one pretty fast with a couple questions. This only goes out if you're a regular listener to Sleep With Me. So if you're new or the show is just something you listen to every once in a while, this is not important, really. But if you're a regular listener, the question is, does Sleep With Me help you at all, right? Does it help you in a unique way, like help you fall asleep or break up the thoughts or ease of loneliness in the deep, dark night? Distract you from physical sensations, whatever, does it do anything for you? And does the sleep you get or the relief you get make your life any better? And if the answers to those questions are yes, and you can afford to support the show, this is a time when I'm really asking people, hey, what would it be worth to you if we stopped making Sleep With Me? Like, would you pay to get it back? Like, you'd say, if Sleep With Me does make your life better by helping you get sleep, or it does help you in the deep, dark night feel less alone, or you just like it, and we stopped making it, I said, hey, would you pay for to get back? Like, how much would Sleep With Me be worth to you? Say, hey, let's restart it. Let me put a quarter in the machine. What it does for you be worth to you to say, hey, I really want to get that back? And if the answer is like, hey, yeah, it would be worth $20 to me, or it'd be worth $50 to me, think about supporting the show at Sleep With Me Plus. Even, I mean, obviously, most people support it much less than that, because the show could really use your support right now, and we never have to cross that threshold. So if the show does something for you in a unique way, you like the podcast, and you can afford to support it, just don't wait. Sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Thanks, everybody. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each design designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep a hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. All right, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, and I want to thank Paul, Julie, and Lauren, who are the first people to join the Dream Door Club, which you'll kind of, if you're a patron, you'll probably hear more about it, but they've gone to multiple live Sleep With Me shows and been there to support me on a regular basis, has been trying to figure out and grow these local live shows, and so while there will be other entrants into the Dream Door Club, it is one of the highest honors you could achieve on Sleep With Me podcast. I don't know. I guess I still work the title. But anyway, I want to thank Paul, Julie, and Lauren for coming to a bunch of Sleep With Me shows and making it to our live one-year anniversary celebration. If you live in the Bay Area, please come to one of our monthly live shows, second Wednesday of every month. You can find more about it at sleepwithmepodcast.com/live show. And that's the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Oh, Mystery Bard, a lot of people help out on this show. Who are they?
Chris Posty Posterson.
Sounds like a near fall.
Wrote the theme song.
And edits episodes too.
Carl W. the Legend.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer.
Runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
Song for you.
Any reason at all.
You can tell me the story and
I'll make it personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want. Sleep With Me podcast.com.
And we're so proud that we could dance,
yes,
to be part of Night Vale Presents. So now on with the show.
Thanks, Mr. Bard. I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and whatever podcast app you listen in. It's free, and it just makes sure you get updated when new episodes come out and stuff like that. And that's it. What do you say? We get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you can set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts you're thinking about, feelings, physical sensations. So anything you're feeling emotionally or physically or thinking about, it could be travel, you know, whatever's keeping you up. It could be anything. I don't know what would necessarily. Here's the thing. I don't know what's keeping you awake or what it is, but I do care. And the way I care is, I've just changed up the intro there. Whatever's keeping you awake, I'd like to take your mind off of that. Yeah, whatever. Like, and what I'm going to do, the way I'm going to show that I care is I'm going to send my voice, I'm going to be here digitally, kind of on demand, on call, just like you say, you rang, you pressed play, I'm here. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. I'm going to go off topic. I'm going to be, but I'm here. Well, like I said, I'm going to be here to keep you, to try to help. So it's basically, ideally, a safe place where you say, okay, now I can get comfortable in bed. I can turn out the lights and press play. Scoots is going to keep me company and take my mind off of stuff. Or try. You know, maybe sometimes I won't be successful. But, you know, that's part. I'm here because you're human and I'm human. So, what do you know, that's one of the taglines of the show that hasn't made it to, because they say, you're human, I'm human. So, what are we going to do, huh? With a shruggy shrug emoji, which is different than a shrugging emoji. This shruggy shrug emoji is actually, that's part of my new kids cartoon show that has never been invented, hasn't been made yet. I just thought of it. It won't be one of the main characters. They'd probably be like one of the head professors. Shruggy shrug emoji. Why did they get a D on this? Good. This was a teacher would be doing that shruggy shrug. I said, I don't know. Why did you get a D on the test? And I'd say, oh boy, way to make me come to my own conclusions, teach. So I'm here to help. If you're new, I'm glad you're here. Welcome. I really am glad you're here. I really hope I can help. But a couple things you're going to need to know if you're new and you're skeptical or you're not skeptical, whether you're open-minded or skeptical or somewhere in between or betwixt. And I think I've talked about this on the podcast. No twix in bed. You know, have it before. You can have it near your bed. Has anyone wrote a poem like Betwixt Two Twix? I mean, maybe that's too commercial. But I mean, that does feel like something. I mean, it would be mysterious if you were lying between two twix anyway. First of all, don't do it in bed. Like maybe save it for a camping trip. But even then, probably not the best idea. But maybe that would be someone, I guess it would be a poem a kid would write at summer camp, because that would be the most likely place you'd be lying between two Twixes. Also, I realize Twix and Betwixt are two different things, but I don't know, I'm just picturing a kid there lying right, I mean, I guess a young version of me, saying, here I lie, betwixt two Twix, and I sigh. And I see, I guess maybe you're right. Maybe this poem doesn't need to rhyme like all my other ones. But then I just thought of something that rhymed with sigh, and now I forgot it. The moon outside my window. My heart a flutter. Yeah, this, I guess, is becoming more a letter. You know, but for the letter, for the school, the camp dance just ended. And hence, I am actually in the middle of a podcast intro. But I'll try to keep this going, this letter, as I lie here between two Twixes. Betwixt two Twixes. I turn it back to you, Scoots. Oh, thanks. I was hoping to hear how that turned out. So why don't you work on your puzzle or poem, your puzzling poem. So if you're new, show's a little bit different. So if you're skeptical or not, you say, well, how's this? I don't understand how this is going or where this is going. And I'd say, so you're very perceptive. So the show, here's the structure of the show. So maybe this will help. The show starts off with a few minutes of business. That's how we're able to keep the podcast free for everybody, is the people that support the sponsors or support the show. So there's a few minutes of business. There's an intro. The intros are about 12 to 15 minutes of me kind of explaining what the podcast is and never successfully doing that. So for some people, especially new, you could say, it could throw you off because you say, what does it take? When does the bedtime story start? And so normally, it would take a while. I don't know. Normally people get to the point. I think that's what I meant. I couldn't even get to the point there. This one, it's more, I meander to the point because the intro is kind of part of a lot of listeners' bedtime. Listeners might start listening to it before, as they're getting ready for bed or as they're in bed, you know, sinking into bed, you know, getting comfortable and winding down. Some listeners skip the intro, like a small percentage of listeners skip ahead to the story. So it does take a while for me to explain what the podcast is unsuccessfully or kind of. You say, I almost got there. Yeah, but it's part of kind of setting up the safe place, I guess. It's like one of those old tents that takes, you know, instead of a pop-up tent. I got one of the old fangled. You see, is that a new fangled tent you got there, Scoots? Or no, this is an old, this is a, I don't know. This is a one tent that's got 8,000 parts. I don't even know how many, it's going to take me forever to get it up. But, you know, once I do, it'll be time to go to bed. So it'll help me. Like, I don't know if that makes sense. I don't know if any tents come in little pieces. Yeah, but so that's the intro. Then there'll be some business between the intro and the show. And then for the show tonight, I'm not sure. It'll be a surprise. It'll be a random Trending Tuesday style episode, as we call them. Then the show ends with some thank yous and some good nights. So that's structurally what to expect. A couple other things that you don't need to listen to me. You can kind of listen. Or I don't want to put any pressure on you to listen. Really, I had a couple encounters recently. Like, it was one with family members and then two online where people said, you know, I love the show so much. I really loved, I thought of something you said that was really funny or interesting, but then I fell asleep and forgot about it. And that's like a great compliment in this case. And I say, yeah, you can kind of listen to me in the moment. I guess that's what it is. I don't know if I've ever captured this before. Momentary listening. I mean, really part of the podcast is kind of about being kind of in the moment and like for you, getting comfortable and sinking in or nesting or whatever, you know, the good kind of tossing and turning at the beginning. Or you ever toss and turn, like sometimes there's, like I say, tossing and turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep. But so even recently, like last night, I've been on a not great sleeping streak, but last night I slept great. And I can remember doing some, like in the middle of the night, doing some tossing and turning. It was like, this does happen. I can tell some of you could relate to this, like positive toss, where you like, I mean, I literally tossed one of my pillows and grabbed a fresh one. It then burrowed back down and went right. And I said, "Ooh!" And this was like one of those stereo. I said, "Ooh, this pillow is nice and cool and feels fresh. It, you know, it hasn't been smudged down like I've been smudging my other pillows the whole night." So that was like a tossing and turning. I can just picture an imaginary person like just tossing. That's what I was doing. I said, "Hey, pillow, it's been great, but pillow, bye." And I grab another pillow. I say, "Yeah, hey, how you doing?" So what was my point in all that? I don't know. But I'm here to help. You don't need to listen to me. Was that what I was saying? Here's the other thing. No pressure to fall asleep. As strange as that sounds, this is not really a podcast to put you to sleep. So much as to be here as you fall asleep, or in case you can't sleep, or in case you wake back up, or in case you're having a tough day, any of those things, the podcast will be here kind of to comfort you or reassure you in a passive sense. I don't know. Like I said, I think I invented a new way of listening, and then I totally forgot what it was, just like I was explaining how that happens with listeners. What did I say? It wasn't passive listening. It was like a toss. I don't know what it was. You say, well, I didn't really need to listen. Optional listening? It was something more catchy than that. Maybe I'll remember it. But so you don't need to listen to me. The reason the shows are about an hour is so you can drift off at your leisure. Or if you can't sleep, you know I'm going to be here. And then you can queue up episode after episode. Or if you some people like to use a timer so that, you know, they listen to 30 minutes. Then if they wake back up, they can start it again. But no pressure to fall asleep, no pressure to listen. I make the show because I do wish I could remember what that kind of listening was. Not forgetful listening, because that sounds too loaded, but inadvertent. No, it's like a kind of listening where you don't have to listen. I was celebrating not listening to me, and I don't think I was told some part of my brain was not listening. Oh, but that makes me think of that ode I wrote once upon a time, Betwixt Two Twixt. No one's listening all the time, yet no one hears. But it is the joy that, you know, it makes you not want to rhyme or with the word arrears. Here at camp, my heart dances still. Outside, don't use windowsill, but you just did, because outside my window, the night sings with joy. And here I lie betwixt two twixt, still just a boy. Oh, boy. So, I don't know. So you don't need to listen to me. No pressure to fall asleep. I'm here to help. Because, like I said, I've been there. And I really want to take your mind off of stuff, keep you company, give you a little bit of space to either drift off or to, you know, breathe in and relax. Or just so when you're, if the show does work for you and it becomes part of your routine, that you could say, well, you know, today was very human. It was, you know, 10 out of 10 for humanity. And, you know, last night was, you know, not that good. But at least I got Scoots to, you know, kind of entertain me. And whatever that new kind of listening he forgot was, I don't really have to listen. I don't even have to fall asleep. I can just kind of chill. Or, you know, pet the cat, or, you know, you could even, I've never tried to read and listen to my own podcast, and I can't read and listen to other podcasts, so that probably wouldn't work. Maybe if you looked at a picture book or something, or a magazine, you could probably, handle a magazine in the podcast, maybe. I don't know, your choice, whatever works for you. But here, that's the thing, I'm here to help, give it a few tries. That's what almost every listener, over the years, has said. Took two or three tries before the podcast worked. But I'm glad you're here. I work very hard. I yearn and I strive, and I'd like to help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com. to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. All right. Hey, everybody. It's Scoots here. And another episode. This one is influenced. You may be hearing some stuff. You see, Scoots, where did that come from? I'd say it was from the fish's, we've been using the fish Baker's Dozen from 2017, which was a set of 13 shows Fish played at Madison Square Garden where they didn't repeat a song. And it's just become a good source of randomization because you have all of those songs. So if you're wondering where any of this stuff, you see, Scoots, where did any of this come up from? Maybe it was from that. But we had a lot of feedback from our enrobed robe shop. That was, I can't remember. It was Reginald Kuzak, I think, was the proprietor of that shop. And so I'm going to turn it over they said, well, we actually have this skincare routine, and we'd like to come back on the show talk about it. I said, okay, well, sounds good. It sounds better than good, actually. So they're going to come on. I'm going to turn the podcast over to them. And so it'll be another, I think it'll be a lot to learn. So I guess without further ado, you might say, so, wait a second, you turn the pod. Yeah, so to keep the podcast going, we always rely on direct listener action, but to fill in the gaps, because, you know, most people are asleep, I said, well, I turned it over to these, the Kuzaks, because they're willing to, they actually haven't paid me, to be honest. I was expecting a robe, but, you know, I don't have to worry about that. Okay, so here you go. Well, hello, everybody. My name is Aretha Kuzak. I know you've worked with my brother. Welcome into my shop. You might be saying, this is a shop with nothing in here. I see some, well, there's a lot of comfortable chairs, so come in and have a seat. Maybe you won't even lie down. We do have places to lie down and get comfortable. And yeah, this is a shop where the products, you know, we'll provide, don't worry. Now, I wanted to talk to you because you're here, because you probably heard a lot about a different, you know, over the last couple of years, a lot of skincare routines have gotten popular. And a lot of people blog about them. A lot of people are using them. There's the 10-step Korean skincare regimen, which is probably the most talked about. And, you know, we here at the Kuzak family, you know, the Kuzak family of businesses, you know, we started with robes and thinking about how robes are more than, you know, there's something that enrobe you and express you. And we've also been involved in many other things. You know, this, your skin is the largest organ on your body, according to most people. And you might say it has two sides, you know, so we want to talk about the inside and the outside. And we've learned, you know, from the robe business that it's easier to talk about the outside stuff. And just to tell you, because you're, you know, you're a perfectly reasonable, intelligent person, that, you know, when we're talking about that stuff, we're also talking about the care. Not just, you know, we say, what's the most important organ? And some people might say, well, it's this, or we'd say, well, it all comes down to you. And so we're looking at, they call it self-care, your skin care, self-care. They're in alignment. So we wanted to go through what we're presenting as our, you know, the products we have here and the things we have as a part of our skincare routine. And you could say, well, okay. And you know, some people said, well, is this, this will give you a base and you don't have to use the products here that we've customized for you. And these routines are known to be done in order. But you know, you don't have to do them in order. Should you do it at nighttime or should you do it at daytime? Those are also fair questions. And so we do have a 20-step program that we're going to lay out to you tonight. And it is very based on some of these things. We say, well, those are 10 steps. We have actually 20 steps. And we think, you know, I'm going to walk you through the steps here tonight. And you might say, well, I'm not sure all these steps are for me. It sounds like a bit of a lot of work, and I don't know, you'll think, for us, it's the sound of the steps as much as it is the steps. So our first step, you know, just like in the other routines, you know, cleansing, and we're going to pretend this is an evening routine and a part of the wind down, and some of these don't even involve products. And a lot of them are influenced by things in our lives or things we know. And the first one we call, now this is 100% free. And that's why we're kind of, you know, it's just something we call, but we don't call it as a business. I just call it Strawberry Fields Forever. And this is a technique where you take your finger, it's basically a facial massage where you're pretending your fingertips are, running through, like pitter-pattering through strawberry fields in the evening. Oh, they're breathing the air and celebrating. You could start at your chin. If you're listening with me right now, you could do it. For the start, you could use what I like to do, and I guess this is just my imagination, is I imagine my thumb is what are those things called? A pole vaulter, enabling everything else that's happening, which I guess is strange. But the first thing you do is if you take your thumbs and you place them just underside of your chin, like right on the bone, your jawbone. And then just reach your fingers up towards your cheek and sweep them down gently. That's always a good way to start your stretching. Then maybe reach your fingers back to the back of your jaw and slide them forward very gently. We're not even massaging at this point. We're just swooping, I guess you'd say. Then if you go like about a little few, you know, towards your nostrils, under your eyes where your sinuses might be, with your fingers and swoop gently outward away towards your ears. Yeah, this part is more of a swooping than a strawberry field running, but we're preparing. And then at some point as you do this swooping, I'm going to pause for a second and swoop myself. What I like to do, I just had to do it so I remembered. Thanks for indulging me. I like to do the swoop from my sinuses towards my ears, but then I kiss my thumb with my index finger. So instead of going towards my ears, then I circle back down towards my jaw, and I kiss my thumb. And that's the strawberry kiss. And then I just let my fingertips start to run around my cheeks and pitter-patter around my jaw. And this is a self-massage, so you could, like, we're just doing it lightly. And I guess one of the ideas is a light tapping gives you, you know, may or may not bring a strawberry hue to your face. But we're imagining that. You're starting to imagine you're feeling a strawberry hue. And your fingertips are just kind of dancing on your face a little bit, a pitter-pattering, or if you prefer. Again, have them play playfully with your ears, and then to your forehead, and then maybe find some places for a little bit more massaging. Maybe you want your fingers to spend some more time just kneading. You know, they say, well, now I'm here in the strawberry fields, I think I'm going to knead this ground like a cat. And maybe instead of the idea of massaging, sometimes I find with my clients the idea of kneading or exploring. Your fingers are saying, hey, let me check this out. Like you could also pretend you're an amateur phrenologist of the forehead or the cheek instead of the head. And you're just kind of getting to, you could say, hey, let me get to know myself a little bit better here. You say, oh, wow, I never noticed that way that bone feels there. That's kind of nice. And maybe you're singing Strawberry Fields Forever to yourself. Maybe you're not. You must say, now remember, always be gentle. And you can use one finger or you could use them all. Anytime you want to have a little bit more leverage, you could feel me feeling my cheek right now. I'm saying, and now I'm even noticing a cheek. See, oh, there's a little thing there in my cheek bone. And you're just doing that. I said, anytime you want some more leverage, just use your thumb on the bottom of your jaw. And, you know, again, you're just treating your face kindly. And now the best thing about this first step of the routine is you could do it, you know, as long as your hands are clean. Or I guess, you know, it's up to you, but I'd say that's probably a good idea policy. Is you could do it anytime. You know, anytime you need like a 10-step or 20-step piece of skincare, and you only want to do one step, you might be somewhere and you say, oh boy, this, you know, you say, okay, let me just, you know, maybe even do, pretend you're sending, what is that called? Pretend you're sending Morse code messages through your temple or your forehead. So that's a little bit about how to do it. So now we enter into the cleansing stage. And now everybody knows you do an oil cleanse and a foam cleanse, or maybe you don't know. And we do have an oil cleanser here, and we also have a technique. So we sell both together. But I also teach you the technique for free. So you say, well, like, so you could use this technique, or you can use the cleanser that is in the same name, which is called Halley's Comets. And this, so you say, okay, I'm familiar with the oil cleanser, or I'm not. Well, you're going to clean your face with an oil cleanse. And the reason I call it Halley's Comet, now Halley's Comet was a comet that only comes around once in a while. And I want you to set that intention that we're changing. Well, it's two things. You only come once in a while, around once in a while. And I mean that in a sense that you're special. As special to me as Halley's Comet. And I want you to sometimes say that to yourself in the mirror. Yeah, but we're also going to, as we start to practice this skincare, self-care routine, you're going to start to imagine that if you're doing this every night, even in a lighter fashion, you'd say, you're as important to me as Halley's Comet was to the, you know, the comet watchers of the 80s, or the, you know, you say, oh, you know what I mean? You're taking something special and you're giving it to yourself on a regular basis. Yeah, but this is our oil cleanser as well. And it has, so what you're going to do is you want to apply it to a dry skin. And again, you could read about the basics of, this is an adaptable routine. But I do like to use a sweeping method as I'm imagining my fingers and my fingertips being the comet coming across the sky. And the idea of the using of the oil, you know, is it cleans one type of thing, because you may say, well, I have oily skin. And yeah, we're getting off some of the stuff that the oil-based, the oil cleaners will clean. And we're also kind of getting a second, you know, in some sense, we're getting a second, second thing. So you're going to massage it in. And as you do that, you're going to use a little bit of water. You could use lukewarm water, and you're going to massage that in. And then, yeah, I like to massage it in again in swoops. We've already swooped our skin with the strawberry fields. Now we're imagining comets crossing our face, of, you know, cleaning out. That you'd say, you could also say, hey, I'm hitching these things. I'm, you know, hey, Halley's Comet, take my blues away. And we also offer, we do offer another product I just is thinking about offering one day, which we could do in this stage. You know, if you're one that says, well, I do prefer, this is my wind down routine. So sure, my skincare takes 30 minutes, but it's part of my relaxation. It's, you know, people lose sight of that when they say 20 step skincare, how overindulgent. So, you know, this is a self-care. Don't get the, you know, this also the largest, you know, by the way, largest organ in the body, probably, I've heard. Also, you know, don't judge a book by its cover, by like how it mals, you know, it's not about the cover, it's about the inside. Or you might be saying, well, this doesn't seem like it's for me. You say, well, would you like a 30-minute relaxation routine? So you're gonna wet your face, and you're gonna clean, you know, you're massaging and taking the oil away, and you're rinsing, and then you have you're done with Halley's Comet, or you could take as long as you want. Now, our next step is we're still in the cleanse. Now, we're going to use a water-based cleanser. And this is going to take, you know, deal with some of the dirt and some of the, you know, the other things that may be on our face. Now, we don't use the I word here or the P word. So we don't use M and we don't use purity because we say, we're talking about the more human side. But those are, if you're using them in a fact, a science-based way, you could, you know, if you have a more science-based approach to your skincare, that's fine too. Use the verbiage in the nouns in the words you feel comfortable using. Yeah, but this is water thing. We call it the MoMA dance. And it is influenced, you know, you may have heard of that term before. But again, cleansing to us, as you probably picked up on, is about as much about the cleanser that we sell as the technique. And that's why they share a name. And that is, we say, take it for free. You know, or use our cleansers, which are, you know, just our superior products. And we believe we don't really need to talk about how superior they are. Because when you see the price, you'll say, oh, that must be a superior product because I have a Honda that costs. And I say, well, you're in the right shop then. And we do believe in, you know, packaging, you know, in a responsible, sustainable way, but also in a way. So we do have nighttime and daytime versions of our products, which just have slightly different scents and slightly different colorations and barely noticeable formulations. Because you say, well, and you say, well, and we can also customize them for you. You say, well, what kind of colors do you like at your nighttime? But as you perform the MoMA dance, you're going to take the techniques you already learned in the first stages, and you're going to dance your face clean with our water-based cleanser. Your face is already a little bit damp, and you're going to use, you know, we prefer like to dance in ovals, like so as a MoMA dance, you could picture yourself in a ball gown, swooping around the room, or, you know, you don't have to. You could picture yourself skating in figure eights or dancing in figure eights. And that is slowly clearing things out. And that is the MoMA dance. And the next stage is we call it breath and burping here we don't have a name for our shop either. I'm thinking, you know, skin and self-care, just to, but we're going to do a little exfoliation, and that's just going to help bring a breath. You know, I say burp because you say, okay, but like I don't know, I just find that as a holistic way to describe exfoliation to me. Like, you're not actually burping your skin, but you're giving it the clarity to breathe and to burp, and also for absorption, which is a, you know, big part of our next stage of our routine. And so we actually, believe it or not, we have two exfoliators. So the first stage is the breath and the burping. And you're going to apply that and do a gentle rub. And that is it just lays a foundation. We can't tell you about the ingredients, but there are, you know, ingredient, you know, very healthy ingredients that are in most of the same cleansers. And that's one aspect of our exfoliation. Now, the next side, this is where we double it. And you're also going to know our products tend to be very light on the face as you feel them. But again, that's the technique. You say, okay, and breathing, you're even just setting your intention. So that's one stage. And then the next stage we call the funky pop. Ours has ingredients to do a little bit of physical exfoliation. And, you know, in other products, you'll see sugars or beads or other, you know, things. So just to help do a little physical exfoliation. And just having that first layer on, I think helps, because, you see, we don't want to over-exfoliate, right? We just want to do it. So, again, we're thinking about just using this is where you can really connect to skin, because you're thinking about just using... at least this is imaginary, and this is, again, a technique where you say, this is a funky pup. I want you to think about, and again, this is over time, and this is to give you a chance to unwind and connect, is thinking about those little, imagine it was just, you know, it's like, what is the molecule that your finger, between the fingertip on your finger and your face, is it a bead? Is it a sugar? Let's just say it's, can you feel the sugar, dissolving? Can you feel the grain as you gently massage it? And actually that's part of our technique and, you know, where our product is it, can you feel it dissolving? Another thing to imagine is a temperature transfer. Is my body heat going from my fingertips to my face or my face to my fingertips? Or maybe if you're really into this in a deep and meditative way, my body heat and the liquid within me and the liquids on my face and the warmth in my fingertips, the warmth in my cheek or my forehead is now going into this grain and dissolving it. So then just use this as a very gentle, one way to think about the motion. This is one of the most gentle stages of our process, is to take your middle finger and your index finger, press your thumb into them, and then gently rub the pad of your thumb against the tips of your fingers. And just feel that motion. That's relaxing in and of itself. And you could practice our exfoliation techniques. You know, if you say, well, I really want to get this down, you know, take a grain of sugar or salt, you know, or sand, whatever it is, and test that out. Test out the thumb and the two-finger technique. Or even the heat transfer. Say, is my thumb giving heat to my fingers? Or is my fingers giving heat to my thumb? Are they, you know, you say, you really, when you take the time to feel, you feel things. I know that sounds a bit obvious, but it, of course, you know, we have all the other things going on. And again, there's no right or wrong way to practice a 20-step rigorous skin. You know, we're taking the rigor out of this rigorous skincare routine, because I think that's the outside judgment. You're carving out a space for your care. So I don't know. Maybe I'm also thinking this will be brainstorming for our, you know, the name, you know, the future name of our shop. Now, again, we have another stage coming up here. Now, normally this would be a one-stage thing, but we have a two-stage thing here. And these are preparation and repair. So we break that into two things, the preparation and the repair. And these are our toner stages. And you could use a reusable cotton pad, which we sell here, or you could use a disposable one, or you could just gently use your fingers with our toners. And our first toner is called Mound. We have our two toners are very simply named, because that's what I want you to think about, is a mound on your finger. I want you to just put a mound, like a small dollop. And we have infographics also on all of her products. You say, well, what does that mean? And don't worry, we show you. But for now, I just want you to imagine a mound of our first toner, which is another, like it's a clean cleansing of the cleansing. And again, you're taking the mound and then you're spreading it down. And you say, well, what motion? And you say, well, it depends. If you're using a pad, I like to use like a clockwise, counterclockwise, whatever I'm feeling. I say, okay, I'm feeling your counterclockwise on my right cheek and a clockwise on my left cheek. And this is a very thin toner. And, you know, other people will say, oh, that's, there's, we'd say, well, let's just agree to disagree. And then we're going to move on to our next toner and technique, which we simply call foam. And this is has some restorative aspects to it. And some, you know, ingredients you may smell like a slight citrus, licorice. But this one is going to really help, and it's going to help with the absorption. So you're going to notice this one is slightly, has a different feel than the previous stage. And again, you might say, well, what it, this sounds, and you say, well, if you want to use one toner, you can. Or if you want to use both of our toners, you can. Or if you say, well, so, like, we just want you to think about this and give you the options. And we separate them for efficacy, to be honest with you. Because now the absorptive nature of your skin is being repaired with foam, which it is a foam. It's not a foam cleanser, and it's a powerful foam. So you just need a tiny bit again. I would say the size of the pad and your index finger. And, you know, you can use this on a cotton pad or on your fingertip. You know, we don't have a thing. And this one I do suggest to use a side-to-side motion or an up-and-down motion, like pretending like a wave of foam crashing on the shore against your face. So you're just kind of like using some imagination, like waves of this toner coming in. And so that's our foam stage. And you say, well, we're already getting in some extra things. And we say, yes. And our next stage is the essence stage, as it's known. And, you know, these ones we can, again, customize. If you say, well, I'm looking for something more natural, I'm looking for these ingredients. And this is a multi-stage thing again, as opposed to some of the other ones. So we do have two layers of essence that do rely on one another. But again, you could use our techniques independently or on your own. But the first one is something, and again, this is the first one where we're going to, again, we're going to take this essence, this first essence, and you're going to say, this essence is for me. For you, you're going to talk to your skin. It's called Roger. And we want you to say it like that. And maybe even as you're applying it, not so much pinch yourself, but you're just going to, like instead of using a typical patting technique, which is popular, you're going to do a, like, not like a massage, instead of a massage, you're going to do a, I don't know, again, a little bit more, like almost like you're touching dough. You're not kneading, but I guess a light kneading. I guess that's what I'm trying to say, with your fingertips into your face. And you might say, well, that's not good. And I say, okay, that's why we have two stages here. So you're going to take the Rocher. And you're going to go, and you can do your neck as well, if you like, and the underside below. You could feel me doing it to myself now. And again, I think you're going to, you say, wow, we've given my face so much attention. But this kneading is relieving another stage of tension. And we'd say, yes, that is what we're doing here, is we're giving you more. And again, optional. You say, well, I'd like to use this one when I get off a plane all by, it does just fine on its own. I'd say it does. But again, you can purchase these from us. And you say, whoa, like, that's only for one month of 50% of your essence program. And I'd say, yes, but, you know, it is the best. I mean, what can I tell you? 20 steps, you know, you could say 10 for the outside and 10 for the inside. That wouldn't be true, but it would be a way to market. So after Roger, you're going to have the next application of our essence. Because again, you see, well, that essence doesn't feel spread around 100%. And that is because the next stage of essence is called the squirming coil. And again, I want you to imagine, and this is, you know, these are things that science would probably agree with, if, you know, depending on the study and who funded it. The squirming coil, I want you to take your imagination, I want you to go deep down and imagine, just imagine, you're not actually doing this, but the coil of your DNA, you're saying, well, you know, you're coiled all the time. RNA, you know, holy ribonucleic, RNA, DNA, I love they. And you're going to see, you know, the squirming coil is a little bit of another technique. And again, these are all facial care techniques, again, to be used lightly and gently. But you're going to bring your fingers, and this one we do suggest to put on with your fingertips, into a pinch where your thumb and all four of your fingers are meeting at the center. You're going to put the toner right on your all of your fingertips and your thumb tip, and then you're going to go up to your face. You're going to do a little turn. You're going to do a little coiling and uncoiling, so counterclockwise or clockwise. And, you know, just get to know your face, and then you're going to do that motion. You're going to keep all of them unified. And, you know, we do have another surprise step coming up soon, but then start to use like a circular oval technique with your finger and thumb tips around your face, your forehead, and your neck, really spreading that toner in. And spreading it around. And that's a squirming coil. Now, the next stage of this is typically the serum stage, they call it. We like to call it the syrup stage, just because we think that sounds good. And the first one is called Down with D. And we do have a two-stage syrup stage. And for a lot of people, they are we do make them just feel a little bit syrupy compared to some other products, but still thin. Like as soon as when you first touch it, you say, this feels like a syrup and not a serum, or whatever the other terms they call treatments or whatever. But again, our products are designed with your warmth of your body and motion. And as soon as it touches your skin, give it a second, especially when the kiss of your fingertips to your face begins, it will become light. You'll wonder if it was immediately absorbed. And Down with D is about it's kind of like a down with negativity. It is a syrup treatment. Designed with you in mind, so you say, okay, my number one concern is this, and we'd say, now this one is we don't change the ingredients for anyone, because we say, okay, one of the main things that can affect your skin is negativity, whether it's inside or outside or around all sides. And so we're saying Down with D, and that just is the way I wasn't in charge of titling it, but that's just the title of it, this particular serum. But in all stages of customization, some things don't need to be customized, and this is one of them. So you're saying, oh, wait a second, so we don't need to be negative, right? And we say, yes, right. But, you know, that's easier to say than to do. Now, this is a real serum. It has real ingredients for your skin. What we want you to do is, again, you could use any of the finger techniques to apply it. With this one, you will notice it does, it just benefits from some motion. But, again, we want you to set your intention. to your skin, and then that you and your skin have been impacted. Were you impacted today by some negativity? Was it on the inside? Was it on the outside? And then as you're applying this serum, now the serum's not, you know, again, we're skincare and self-care. You know, so you're just talking to yourself, you're talking to your skin, and you're just listening. You're saying, huh, was you, oh, maybe you want to elaborate. Maybe you just want to say, oh, you were impacted by something negative today. You might want to say, I'm sorry. You might want to breathe it out. If you say, well, that was negativity was inside. How does that feel? Oh, oof. Ooh, so let me massage. Okay. And maybe, and again, some of this may be just imagination. Again, skincare and self-care is only part of a greater holistic care, you know, or care. You know, you have, we're just here to provide, you know, we're just a shop, you know. We are but one tiny part of the toolbox. So, you know, this is also part of your greater toolbox. We want you to have that. And you might say that, well, maybe I need to, maybe you have a notepad nearby, which all of our kits come with. And you say, oh, well, let me call that. You know what, I need to look into that a little bit more. Or maybe, again, you're thinking about something negative. Or you might say, well, I don't even, you know, might be being negative about negativity. Or, you know, might say, whatever it is, there's no wrong way except to acknowledge that it's not easy and that your skin's and you are impacted by that. But it's also about, you know, part of our serum, which, again, is made from extraordinary ingredients that are very good for your skin. Now, the next stage, we can customize it. You'd say, well, I'm primarily concerned with this, or I'm primarily concerned with that. And we change it. Now, this one is called Strawberry Letter 23. You might say, well, I've heard of that song. And we do add the number because we could change. We'll change the number that we're designing it. When you get it, it'll always be strawberry number 23. And I don't know if that makes sense to you, but you say, well, you know, I prefer, you know, I commute for work. So I'm looking for a serum in a, you know, that deals with that. I've been in a car all day, or, you know, I fly a lot, and so we would design a serum for you based on, you know, our expertise here. And then we'd say, okay, that's strawberry letter 1046 is ZQPA BQD5 47 16. But when you bought it, it would be strawberry letter 23. We would have a place on the label, the code, where we would know that. But for you, it would always be strawberry letter 23. And again, this serum is about taking that foundation and saying, here, like after someone breathes out the breath back in, you say, whew, I breathed out from that negative, you know, that you acknowledged me, you saw me. And we'd like you to look in the mirror if you can. And we know that's not easy. So maybe you just want to barely glance up. Maybe you want to imagine you're looking at it and see yourself and just say, I see you. Strawberry letter 23 is just a part of that process. We see you're saying, huh, negativity. I heard that. Now I see you. And, you know, there is a little bit of strawberry in the strawberry letter 23, which is why it's called that. But that's just part of, you know, it's just part of the routine. And the serum, and again, that will be customized for you. And then our next thing is we go on to what people call the sheet masks, right? Those are like, and you say, well, how are you going to have two sheet masks, correct? And, you know, we do that in a way that's very easy. Our first sheet mask is very much like many of the other sheet masks, in the sense that we call it birds of a feather, and it is like a lot of sheet masks. It does the same purpose. You're going to put it on, Again, this can be like a part of your, like these are, you know, this is definitely a concentrated essence in this. And it has nutrients to absorb, moisture, you know, and this is where you lie down with both our masks, because we do have two. And so you'll put on birds of a feather, and kind of the birds of the feather also, it's a reminder, you know, that there's a greater world out there, that we're all, you know, that, so they say, well, I wasn't, like, as you're moving through that negativity, maybe, or maybe not, you know, you don't need to go anywhere to do skincare. But you say, huh, I'm part of a whole. It's not easy being anybody, I guess, is the point of birds of a feather. And we do have messages written out. I know some people might say this is but our customers give us messages to put on the masks. And we find that it's a good reminder. And we would like to eventually put, you know, more things to remind you that you're part of the world. And so that's birds of a feather. Then we have, something to put over the eyes. We do, it does, it might have cucumber in it. It is like, it is something you put over your eyes, and we call it, I always wanted it that way. Cause when you put it on with, along with birds of a feather, you're going to say, holy cow, this is accurately titled. I've had masks before. But nothing like this. And this will help you relax. And here's the thing. Some of our customers actually fall asleep after you putting both of these on, which is fine. If you leave them on for longer, that you could put them on for 5 minutes, or you could put them on and wake up in the evening later and take them off and complete your skincare routine, or the morning. Again, I guess a lot of people see this as... again, they say, oh, rigorous skincare routine, or, oh, how, like, or again, oh, indulgent, or, you know, beauty shines from within, because it's really about the light within you. As some people will say, you may not say that, but we care, again, think about where everywhere your skin is, and while we are focused on the skin on your face, it's just because, it's the one you see the most when you're looking in the mirror. And it's just, it does need a little bit more of your attention, because it is a part of you that's out there in the world. So we don't want you to get focused on that B word either. But when you're, so go ahead and relax. Oh, but I was saying, so you can do this in the morning, 6:30 to 7 a.m., you know, some people just, again, you're carving out time for you, or you could do this a shorter version. This is your day. And again, just to see how it goes, and you adapt as you wish, or come into our shop, you know, when it opens. Right now, we don't really need a shop title, because we only accept customers that, you know, until this point, until working with Scooter, it has been only, not invite only, just because of the pricing. People only come to us when they know of us. They've bought a robe. Again, when you've paid, you say, is that a robe or a Rolls Royce? Someone once said to my brother, and he said, this is more than either one. It's for you. So again, but this is, we're opening our techniques up to everyone. This is free to use, or free to use with any products. You know, our customers don't have a budget really anyway, or they do. They have, it's just, you know. So anyway, so those are our masks. Now it is time for the eyes. The eyes. The windows and the doorways, and so much more than that. And so, we have two stages for this. Stage one is called All of These Dreams. This is actually, now again, this is a very, very light product, and it is applied very gently to your lids and around the eye, you know, with your eyes closed. And again, you're gonna feel a stronger aroma than with our other products. And that's actually, I'll just tell you, it's built into the cap of the product, not the product itself. So when you uncap the product, the room will fill with a stronger, relaxing aroma. That again, when your eyes close, maybe later tonight, you'll think about it as your dreams. You know, we just think about eyes closing and dreams together. And then you're going to open up your eyes again. And you're going to, we call it split open and melt, because when you start to apply this eye cream around the eyes, this is, you know, some of the thinner skin and more delicate part of your face, and it's more a place associated with, you know, being tired. So we want this stage to feel luxurious and reassuring and very gentle. So, again, as you split open and melt, you're going to rub this around your eyes. And, again, it has another aroma. But, again, you could, at your home, you could use things. And, again, this is a tapping. I guess, did I say rubbing? I mean, you're tapping it around. And this is around the border. Well, you know, from other using other techniques, we're here to talk about the greater techniques. And you say, have you ever practiced skincare before? And I say, I have. Now we have another stage with another name, the same name, and it's called Down with D again. Because this time now, no other techniques I know about use this. But it's time to give your knuckles a little care, because your fingers have been working your face. So we're going to start to massage our knuckles massage our fingers. And we do have a finger cream. And again, it's just a nice way to treat the rest of your fingers. And, you know, just say, hey, you're important to me. Good job. Really good job. That's what we do. And we're going to just take the negativity out of the fingers and just to relax them and get them feeling like they're hydrated. And then we have the tips of your fingers and even your cuticles, all could benefit from this treatment. And it does have a finger. You say, well, how do I know it from the other Down with D? And you see that it has a finger. You will be able to tell. Or you say, just use any of your products for that part, for your finger massage. Even the next product, which is in the next stage, which is part of our moisturization stages, and that is a Shine a Light. This is probably our most famous moisturizer, because really we're moisturizing to allow the skin, you're patting this moisturizer and you're sealing it in and allowing your skin to really, really get moisturized. Your inner light will shine out. I mean, that's really what our goal is here. Again, we have some of the finest ingredients, but again, I just want you to pretend as you're applying it and you're patting it, sometimes you may say, well, I need you to shine the light in me, you know, I don't know if I have, you know, say, okay, well, you need to spark a light, you need to be shown or to shine. All of this comes, again, with materials. You see, you know, this explanation's been just a too broad, you know, too in depth for me. I need something, you know, I could do if I was explaining this to a kindergartner. You know, we all come, you know, all of us come with handy cards for these stages. And if you want to use them with your own products, you know, your products you already have, you know, we can find a way to find a way to deliver this. Someone will help you. To have a way to just simply do it. But you're just applying this moisturizer, and you say, well, I've shone a light on my skin, and because that's an organ that connects all of me in some sense, connects me to the world, connects me to my internal self. Again, this could be a spiritual practice, it could be a meditative practice, and it could just be a skincare, you know, it could be a non-metaphorical, 100% skincare-based practice. So that's up to you. And one day may be different than the next. And then it's time for our premier level of moisturization, where everybody else stops, we keep going. And the next stage is peaches and regola. And it does have a peach scent. It is, maybe there is peaches in there. And it is in yet another layer of, this is you could say emulsion, but again, you're going to be working this into your skin and patting it in, patting it into your neck, really feeling, I don't know, you'll just say, woof, peaches and regular, like as you're putting it on there. And if this is your evening routine, this is a place where you could actually stop. That's where you'll stop. We still have two more stages, though, for daytime, morning. Where, you know, she might say, well, I don't leave the house till afternoon. We say, no problem. For our next two stops, our sunscreen stops. And again, we say, because we don't believe that skincare stops with the face, we do have a dual skincare in sunscreen routine or sun care. And our first sunscreen is called Cities. It is, again, because we're preparing you for the metaphorical cities of the world. You're going out into the city. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're going out into the country. But we just call it Cities because that's where we're located. And we think about going out into the door. A lot of times you think about the city first and not the sun. So I don't know, that's what part of the idea behind that is, going out into the world. And so this has all the protection your face needs. So you're going to gently pat and rub this in. And again, this has, it's protective, and you're going to need it. It's a shield. And, it's there for your sun, and it works. So you're going to apply that. And with the cities, you can use it for your whole face, your neck, and your ears. But we do have another stage because we don't believe it just stopping there. And this is just a little bit different, the density and warmth, a little bit different ingredients. But then we have a sunscreen for the rest of your body. You could use it on your face. But we always think, well, maybe start with the ears and the back of your neck. And, the clavicle, of course, and then your arms and your hands and your elbows and anything else that's going to be outside. We call this My Sweet One. And because it is the last stage and it is a protective stage, and sometimes you're protecting like the backs of your hands or the ears or your elbows that you might forget or that you just don't always give attention to. And that's why we call it My Sweet One. We want you to be applying it in really in a loving way. We do believe in self-love and self-care. Self-care because you love yourself. And so I think this is like the 20th, 21st stage. You'll rub in that last sunscreen. And then you'll be ready for the world. Or if you've just applied peaches, you'll be ready for bed. And you'll be comfortable. I mean, maybe you're so relaxed after you get on that sunscreen, you don't even need to leave the house. We'd say do it because you're feeling good. That's what we're here. A special skincare routine, 20 stages, or more or less, whatever you need. Thanks for visiting our shop. I guess we could call it enrobed in skincare, because you are enrobed in your body, thanks for joining us, on behalf of my brother and I, good night. I want to thank everybody that recently became a patron. Bethany, Jesse, and Tammy, thanks, and good night. Tara or Tara, Ted and Catherine, thank you, and good night. Kate, Matthew, and Troy, thank you, and good night. Caroline, Linda, and Marielle, thank you, and good night. Kimberly, Heather, and Jen, thank you, and good night. Lisa, Diane, and Ryan, thank you, and good night. Madeline, Carolina, and Kyle, thank you, and good night. Peachy Sam, Katie, and Racing Snail, thank you, and good night. Brianna, Patricia, and Amy, thank you, and good night. Robert, Jeff, and Amanda, thank you, and good night. Sabrina, Janet, and Lindsay, thank you, and good night. Justin, Lori, and Rachel, thank you, and good night. Lynn, Donna, and Mary, thank you, and good night. Reese, Jamie, and Catherine, thank you, and good night. JK and Karen, thanks, and good night. And Susan and Sarah, thank you, and good night. So thanks, everybody who supports the show on Patreon. I really, really appreciate the support. I couldn't do it without you. Sleep With Me exists as a free podcast because of direct listener action to keep the show free. That's the listeners who support the sponsors and listeners who support the show, just like the people I just listed on Patreon. The show grows by people just spreading the word, natural word of mouth, really how new people find the show. So thank you, everyone, for that. Sleep With Me is a proud member of Night Vale Presents. You can check out all the amazing shows over at nightvalepresents.com. Including one of my favorites, Within the Wires. Seasons 1, 2, and 3 are out now. Season 4 is in progress. You can listen to them in any order. So you could listen to, and you should binge them in any order. Or binge them 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 3, 3, 2, any of those orders, 3, 1, 2. It's unlike any other podcast out there. Listen to it in headphones if you like it. Really, really enjoy it even more. They're overlapping stories, but each season has its own story with different narrators and timelines. It's very, very immersive. Beautiful original music. Check it out at Within the Wires, within any podcast app, within the wires of your podcast app. Of choice or at nightvalepresents.com. We're also a proud member of PRX. You can see everything they're doing at prx.org. And that's it. Thanks and good night. All right, everybody. This is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review. And this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month? And what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now I have if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only. And then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, and whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcast, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is I think this is the Boar Friends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out. And that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets season one, part two, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all intro episode came out. And then we had March is that bonus episode. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed, let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 1254 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 1253, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, like we're getting ready, big announcement. If I haven't made it anywhere, we're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Sabelix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode one of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 1252 was the finale of the Great British Bake Off. And episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 1250, one of my favorite episodes probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4. And then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support, support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like, you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right, in building your playlists from that podcast app. So, yeah, thanks, everybody, for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.